Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray, God, that you will help us to not only be hearers of your word, but to be doers as well, in Jesus' name. Amen. I really like stories, especially those narrated in the Gospels. From these narrated stories in the Gospel, we can draw out lessons about a Christian life. But not only that, we can also discover spiritual truths about the Christian faith. Mike seems to be an excellent storyteller. Last Sunday, he told us about a story regarding the impossibility of entering the kingdom of God without divine help. This morning, Mike again tells us a story about a blind beggar called Bartimaeus, who was told by Jesus, "Your faith has made you well." The Bible says, "Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." It also says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." From the story of Bartimaeus, there are five truths about faith that I want us to discover together this morning. First, faith requests mercy from Christ. Mike tells us that Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside of Jericho. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." The phrase "son of David" is a title of Jesus. It refers to the promise God made that a savior will come from the descendant of David. Apparently, Bartimaeus had faith to request mercy from Christ after hearing about his healing ministry. Mike recalls that Jesus healed the lame man. Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood, and Jesus cleansed the leper. Bartimaeus believed that Jesus could deliver him from his condition of blindness and poverty. Therefore, he requested mercy from Christ. Christ's mercy is his pity, his compassion, his kindness towards us. There were others who also requested mercy from Christ because of their faith. The Canaanite woman said to Jesus, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." The 10 leprous men said to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." What did Jesus do? He had mercy on all of them. Let me ask you a question this morning. Will you request mercy from Christ this morning? Christ wants to have mercy on you if you will request it. Like Bartimaeus, cry out to Jesus requesting mercy. Faith requests mercy from Christ. Second, faith resists the barriers to faith. Mike tells us when Bartimaeus began to cry out to Jesus to have mercy on him, the crowd around Jesus rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The Jews believed that illness and disability were a punishment from God because of a sin committed. In their opinion, Bartimaeus, being blind and a beggar, did not deserve the right to have Jesus listening to him. Consequently, the crowd did not encourage him to get to Jesus. They were mean to him. Instead, they tried to discourage him.
But Bartimaeus resisted them by even crying out more louder. His faith was so strong that he resisted the crowd that stood as a barrier to him getting to Jesus. There will be some people in our lives who will try to discourage us from getting to Jesus. They will say to you, they will say to me, going to church is just something that we ought not to do. They will say to you, they will say to me, praying, we pray too much. They will say that we read our Bibles too much. In fact, the toughest barriers to Christ, in fact, the toughest barriers to getting to Christ will be our family members, our friends, our workmates, our neighbors. They, like the crowd, will mock us, will ridicule us, will oppose us, but we must resist them by worshiping God all the more, by serving God all the more. Faith resists the barriers to Christ. Number three, faith responds to the call of Christ. Mark says Jesus stopped. When Bartimaeus began to cry out all the more, Mark says Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called Bartimaeus, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. Bartimaeus' persistence and his cry unto God for mercy got the attention of Jesus. And Jesus called him. Mark says Jesus called him to come closer. Notice the responsive faith of Bartimaeus. Mark says Bartimaeus threw off his cloak, sprang up, and went to Jesus. Bartimaeus responded to the call of Jesus because he believed in him and was convinced that Jesus could change his condition of blindness and poverty. Similarly, Jesus is calling some of us this morning to change our condition of spiritual blindness and poverty. Like Bartimaeus, we are to respond to the call of Christ, throwing off everything that hinders and run to him for healing and restoration. We are to recognize that he is the only one who can cause us to move forward. And we are to respond to his call to us to make our lives better. Faith responds to the call of Christ. Number four, faith reveals a need to Christ. Mark says when Bartimaeus came to Jesus, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus said, teacher, I want to see. Jesus, being God in the flesh, already knew the need of Bartimaeus. His question was to generate faith in the heart of Bartimaeus, that with God, all things are possible. Bartimaeus' faith enabled him to reveal his need to Christ. He said to Jesus, I want to see. Jesus then said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. The faith that made Bartimaeus well after revealing his need to Jesus was the faith he placed in Jesus. Let me ask you a question this morning. What need do you have? Is it spiritual blindness? Is it a health need? Is it a family matter? Reveal it to Jesus through prayer and supplication, and he will make all things beautiful for you. Do you want to get well this morning? Put your faith in Jesus and reveal your need to him. Number five, faith reveals a knee to Christ. But not only that, faith resolves to follow Christ. Mark tells us that when Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "Go, your faith has made you well," he immediately recovered his sight and followed Jesus all the way. N.T. Wright says, "For Bartimaeus to ask for his sight would mean not only having the faith that Jesus could and would do it, it would mean having the faith that he could set off on a whole new life." Bartimaeus devoted himself and his life to the one who healed him. He made a decision to become a disciple of Christ with no turning back. The hymn writer says, "I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back." Like Bartimaeus, have you resolved to follow Jesus with no turning back? The story of Bartimaeus teaches us about faith. It teaches us five truths. Faith requests mercy from Christ. Faith resists the barriers to Christ. Faith responds to the call of Christ. Faith reveals a need to Christ. And faith resolves to follow Christ. Your faith has made you well. Amen.